We might have Clark back, which is excellent. I think the game's just come a little bit too quick for David Ferguson. But everybody else who's was fit for the Oldham game is fit again.
It's very obvious what you've got to do now, isn't it?
It is. It's plainly obvious. We have to try and win as many games as we possibly can now out the 9 games that are left. And it's up to us. We have to stand up and be counted. We've put ourselves in this situation with not getting the results that we wanted over the last 8 games, although we've drawn 2 of them, but we've lost far too many and by the odd goal. And as I say, we need to stay positive, stay focused on what we need to do and just take each game as it comes. But most of all, we've got to put the ball in the back of the net and that'll give us a chance to win the game.
Is this your biggest challenge, Neil, to let these lads stay as positive as possible?
It is. They're a good bunch. They're conscientious on everything that they do. They do point the finger at each other. They do try and drive each other on, which is good. They're still learning. They're a young team, but I think they've coped up until now, up until the last 5 games. They've coped with all the pressure of the ups and downs. Now we just need to get back to winning ways if we possibly can. And if we get that win, then the confidence will come back. And then hopefully, as throughout the season, we'll go on a little run.
Has there been some surprise from you that January, a lot of people were looking up the table, saying, a couple of wins, you're mid-table, none of this can be thought about, and it hasn't happened that way?
Yeah, that's a good analyst of how our season's gone. I've always said, and I've always been honest with everyone I've spoke to, that it was an up and down season. You know, win 3 games, lose 3 games, undefeated in 5, lose 5, and that hasn't actually changed. We've just lost out by the odd goal here and there in the last 2 or 3 games, and we need to get that scoring feeling back on all of the team, not just the forwards. Because I think defensively, I think we're quite solid, but if we don't put that ball in the back of the net and we make one mistake, we're being heavily punished.
If we're being brutally honest about it, is the fact of the matter that you haven't been good enough this season, and that's why you are where you are, Neil. At this stage of the season, the points don't lie on the table, do they?
Well, the table never lies. And I think our biggest problem is scoring goals, and it has been all the way through. I think we've competed with the top teams. We've certainly played well against the bottom teams. But we certainly haven't scored enough goals, and that's been our biggest problem. And for the next 9 games, we've got to try and find goals from somewhere.
You've gone with various permutations. Do you think all your forward players can actually turn to you and say, well, I've had an opportunity? Well, perhaps Patterson might be one who might think he's not, but he's had fitness problems to deal with as well.
Yes, he has. He's had fitness problems to deal with, and we've asked the question and pointed the finger at all the forwards and to try and score goals and more goals. I have changed it round to try and get that difference, to try and get that goal or try and nick a goal. Maybe I need to try and start sticking with the team now so the consistency's there, but we created chances the other night. Okay, we might have only hit the target a couple of times, but we've had some really good chances and we haven't put the ball in the back of the net, and that's cost us in the end.
How difficult is that balance to say? You might have to stick with the same team, but if you don't win a game, the first temptation, I suppose, is to make a change, isn't it?
It is, yes, but it's we're still looking to try and improve the squad if we possibly can, so I'm looking for a goal scorer, waiting on a couple of calls, which will be good if that can help us out, which will be excellent. But you know, the squad that we've got has coped with everything so far. We're just going through a little bit of a slump. A few people have lost their form, and we need to get that back and stop feeling sorry for ourselves, but deal with the pressure, deal with the frustration. And as I say, when that chance comes along, put it in the back of the net, because you'll see a big difference.
You've got a week to bring someone in, haven't you? Do you think you might be able to do that before this time next week?
Well, I was hoping to get somebody before the weekend. I'm still waiting for a phone call today, so we'll see how that materialises. But certainly next week we need to try and bring a couple in to freshen everything else up and give more competition. But certainly trying to bring somebody in who's going to put the ball in the back of the net.
At this stage, do you need men rather than players who are looking to prove themselves?
Not necessarily. I think experience helps, of course, yes. But, you know, there's lots of players out there, young or old, who can score goals, and we've got to try and nick one if we can.